Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, July 19. Coming up, Education Ministry to increase promotion of skills training in high schools, traffic to be diverted along section of Constant Spring Road, and over 100 private partners registered with Jamaica Eye. The news in detail after the break.
Summer is here. The choice is yours. Use more energy and spend, or conserve and save. Using an air conditioner, set it to 25 degrees Celsius and keep windows and doors closed when it's on. If possible, use a fan instead. If you're traveling, unplug any appliances that won't be in use and turn off the lights and power strips when you're leaving the house. Remember, you're in charge. Conserve energy and save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. For the new academic year, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will be heightening efforts to promote technical and vocational education and training, TVET, in secondary schools. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green says this area offers a number of opportunities for young persons, arguing that a mindset change is needed to encourage greater interest and participation in new and emerging careers.
So part of what we'll be embarking on coming this September is a really robust career training program in our secondary schools. Because part of the reality is that a lot of our students are still unaware of some of the new areas that they can go into. A lot of them still have some misconception about the areas that can bring significant wealth.
The state minister was delivering the keynote address at the opening ceremony for World Youth Skills Day 2018 on July 17 at Garmex Heart Academy in Kingston. Discussions are underway with the National Parenting Support Commission, National Parent Teacher Association, HeartTrust NTA, and school guidance counselors to provide advice to students and parents on TVET careers. More than 100 private partners have joined the network of closed-circuit television CCTV cameras being used for the Jamaica Eye Initiative since its inception in March this year. Senior Director of Modernization and Strategic Projects in the Ministry of National Security, Arvel Grant, reiterates that the surveillance program utilizes private and government cameras to monitor crime, accidents, natural disasters, and other emergencies in public spaces.
We're going to be installing CCTV camera systems or connecting the systems that they already have to the Jamaica Eye program, which will allow us to expand our footprint and the situational awareness that we have.
Mr. Grant was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. Cameras are being installed by the government in high-priority strategic locations based on information garnered through analysis of crime and accident data as part of the network. Mr. Grant says cameras have already been installed in Kingston, St. James, St. Anne, Clarendon and Westmoreland, with 1,000 to be rolled out across the island by the end of the year. In the meantime, Mr. Grant is encouraging more persons to join the initiative by logging on to the Jamaica Eye website at jamaicaeye.gov.jm. The National Works Agency, NWA, is advising motorists that traffic has been diverted from a section of Constant Spring Road to facilitate pipe-laying works between the Oakland Apartments and Shortwood Road. The traffic changes will affect motorists traveling in the southbound lane towards Halfway Tree. Motorists will be redirected onto Central Avenue, East Avenue, then Goodwood Terrace to exit onto Constant Spring Road in the vicinity of Telstar Cable Limited. Meanwhile, the NWA says as activities increase on the major road construction projects across the corporate area, motorists should from time to time expect traffic restrictions. Motorists are being reminded to proceed with caution through the construction zones and obey posted warning signs and the instructions of flag persons. And the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service will take its Boots to the Street initiative to the Paul Bogle High School Resource Center in St. Thomas on Friday, July 20, with the day's activities scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. The Boots to the Street program began in 2015 and usually takes the form of a corner-side chat with citizens on the street or a town hall meeting. The initiative was developed by the Communication and Public Relations branch of the Finance Ministry to educate members of the public about the work of the ministry. Director of Communication and Public Relations at the Ministry, Elaine Oxamendi-Vissay, says a presentation will be made by the scholarship unit of the ministry during this round of engagement. She says the representatives will be talking to persons about available scholarship opportunities and how to access them. They'll also be discussing business processes with attendees and assisting them with information regarding the financial and business sector. sectors. Additionally, the representatives will be highlighting the role of the ministry and each citizen in helping the country achieve its economic goals. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.